Chance, the EU-funded project aiming to develop attractive and affordable food products that can help prevent nutritional problems in people at risk of poverty in Europe. In this podcast, we speak to Chance partner Santosh Kukar. Please, can you tell us about yourself and your role in the Chance project?
I'm Santosh Kukar. I'm from University of Leeds, UK. I'm a work package leader for the Work Package 2, which is about the conversion of nutritional criticalities into targets for new foods.
What are the aims of this work package?
One of the main aims of this work package is to provide new information on food-related health problems, including main nutritional problems, under as well as overnutrition in the groups at risk of poverty in selected EU member states, and these include Italy, Finland, Serbia, Lithuania, and the UK. The information produced through the nutrition surveys, where we are using harmonized and standardized techniques, will be used in order to develop new healthy value-added food products at low cost for this population. The findings on the nutrition-related problems, which we are carrying out through using standardized techniques, will be then used to develop new healthy and value-added products for the risk of poverty groups. The confirmation of nutrition-related problems will also be carried out using the metabolic impact and use of metabolomics. This is, I think, one of the quite interesting aspect of this consortium, where we are linking consumer science to nutrition, to food chemistry, where we are doing NMR and metabolomic studies, to development of food prototypes, and obviously dissemination is again very important.
How will this work fit into the Chance project as a whole?
Actually, Work Package 2 is central in the whole consortium, because this is the work package which will provide the information on the food-related health problems. Then this can be used in order to develop new foods, you know, using low-cost technologies. In the work package, we also benefit from a team of different scientists, experts in chemistry, nutrition, food technology, and consumer science. And there is a huge benefit, really, in the consortium for all the partners to exchange knowledge and their experiences, also have access to equipment in various labs. We also in a position to exchange students who can go and do research in different labs. So that's a big benefit. Another very important aspect of this project is use of metabolomics approach in order to confirm the nutrition-related problems in poverty groups. So Work Package 2 will produce not only the information on what people eat, but we will also collect urine samples, which will be then analyzed for metabolomics to confirm these nutrition-related health problems in this group. So that's quite important link between different work packages, really.
Can you tell us about any of your results so far?
We have some initial findings, which we are very excited about. Some of these findings are similar, actually, to the mainstream populations in Europe. And these include low consumption of fruits and vegetables, low consumption of whole grains, and high consumption of fat and salt. There's an interesting finding also that the people in the risk of poverty group often miss breakfast cereal. And as we know, that breakfast makes a significant input into our total dietary intakes. We have also some initial findings about micronutrients. And there are some micronutrients which are of concern in these populations. And these are iron, zinc, vitamin D, B12, folate, and also carotenoids.
What do you hope will be the impact of your work?
I'm very positive about it, because in the consortium itself, we are covering all aspects, you know, food and well-being and health. We are covering from the issues related to barriers and promoters for healthy eating, where we involving SMEs and retailers and companies to give us feedback. And we also looking from the point of, you know, from consumers, we want to understand the barriers for choosing certain kind of food, and also barriers related to income. And then, you know, there will be, this is for the first time that we will have information, not on the low income group, but the people at the risk of poverty, which is a different group than the low income group. And there will be a huge impact on combining this nutritional information with the study of metabolomics. And this is quite new as well. There is a lot of interest in this area at the moment, and we have taken up in this project which will confirm the nutritional criticalities.
CHANCE, the EU-funded project aiming to develop attractive and affordable food products that can help prevent nutritional problems in people at risk of poverty in Europe.